are going to be talking to Joanna Jackson from the Racine Public Library. We were talking about, we were going to have Keona, don't tell me, Redding here, but she had a family thing she had to deal with, right? You know, shaking your head on the radio is not a good idea. Oh. Just so you know.
Yes. She could not join us this morning, Keontae, but she is with us in spirit. Absolutely.
She's not dead. She just had a family emergency.
Yes.
Yeah. So she had to deal with. Okay. You said, oh, she's with us here in spirit.
It was a little sentimental, I suppose.
And we can't talk about people in the past tense either. They get nervous.
I've got rule number two down now.
Okay. So Joanna Jackson's here today. It's Black History Month, and at the library, they have a read-in. I've heard of these before, but why don't you tell people what the read-in is at the Racine Public Library?
Absolutely. So the read-in is an event that we have on an annual basis every Black History Month, and it's an opportunity for about 15 different community members to share a contemporary or historical Black author, and it's like they can share a little excerpt or a poem or something of that nature, and we all just get to listen and share together, and it's a really, really fun time just to get to hear from a very large selection and variety of people and the different works that mean something to them.
Do you know any offhand? I shouldn't have done that to you.
I know someone's reading something by Sojourner Truth, so that will be
really okay. Nice. Mm-hmm. All right. These are good readers, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm not a great reader. My wife is, because whenever we have a book to read, we go into bed and she reads it to me because she's a good reader. I sit there and I stumble all over the place. You wouldn't know it, but I do stumble. And so it's just easier if she reads. We all get the gist of it. And she reads with authority and so forth. So how many readers do you have? How's this going to work?
So we have 15 different readers, and they'll be reading throughout the whole night. We'll also have a little break in the middle to just share some local community businesses that are Black owned and things like that. And then we'll continue on with the reading after that. And it's a wonderful time. Just you get to hear from so many different people, and it's really interesting to see what they decide to share. In terms of, because they get to be the ones to select the reader. One special part of it as well is that no two readers can read the same author. So you're guaranteed to get a really vast selection.
Fights don't break out, do they?
I wanted
to read that. We don't want any fights breaking out.
Not at the Black History Month read-in, we don't.
Okay, where is it held in the library?
So it's on the second floor in the community room, which is a really nice large space we have for a bunch of different programming. And then we set it up in a little bit of like a theater style.
Okay, and free?
Absolutely.
Okay, just making sure. I don't want to come there with it. It's going to cost money. Now, when is it? Now, this is coming. It's not now. It's next week, right?
That's right.
And why don't you talk about the date and time?
Absolutely. So it will be a week from today. So that's another Tuesday, February 17th. And it'll be from 5:30 to 7:30. And then you get a 30-minute little section afterwards if you want to browse the library, check out our services, check out the books.
No food?
No food.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want food.
You will get the food of knowledge through reading.
Look at you working that in there. That's pretty good. Okay, I give you credit for that one. That's good.
All right.
Okay. Now, this is in memory of Mary Finley and Marcy Eanes.
That's right.
Now, who are they?
So these were two women who were just really big community advocates for the arts and for community sharing and learning. And they were also a part of the formation of the read-in, as well as participants of the read-in. And so we honored them by naming it after them. And that was actually an effort that was also led by our director, Nick Dembski. He is one of the founding members of the read-in.
Oh, he'll be in a few, I think 2 months, 1 month. He's going to be in soon, Nick.
Awesome.
Yeah, that should be good. Okay, so that's who they are, these two ladies. Okay, that's good. Who hosts the event? Do you host it?
So we do host the event, but it is a really cool collaborative effort because we create a committee every year of new individuals. And the committee is a collaboration between people that are at the library, like staff, as well as community members.
I was giving you a chance to take full credit and you didn't do it. See, that's what I would have done. Oh, yeah, I'm controller of everything. I did everything from ground zero. Yeah, no help. I just did it all myself. That's what I would do if I were you, but you're a better person than I am. All right, then who's participating in the read-in? Now, this is, we have a list of people?
We do have a list.
How did they get into the reader mode?
So that's one of the elements where the committee comes in terms of we all help to recruit different members of the community to read.
Okay. You have to have a qualification that you know how to read properly so you're not going and stumbling all over the place, right?
Well, you know, it is actually okay if you have a little stumble. We won't cut you off.
Oh, I wouldn't tolerate that.
That's the community part.
No, I'd go, next. Okay, and is there a particular reading you are interested in?
You know, I'm going to keep that a secret.
Uh-oh, no favorites. All right, and, you know, I would imagine people get to learn during here, new authors.
Absolutely.
New pieces to hear from, and everybody learns. You know, when my wife picks out something for us to read, I said, well, I didn't know that. And yes. Now you do have a favorite reading. I know when we read the Bible, there was a passage once I read in Jeremiah 29:11. Now I have it printed on a card that I carry with me. And I said, I didn't know that existed. But she read it to me one night, and I said, wow, that's important.
Yes, absolutely.
And so now I wrote it out, and I carry it with me. Because I learned something. I know it doesn't sound like I learned things, but I really do. Okay, so again, there's no age requirements.
No age requirements. Anyone is welcome to come.
No registration.
No registration. Don't sign up.
Just do the pop-in.
Just come on down.
Do the pop-in at the library.
That's right.
And there's plenty of parking, whether it's right there by Memorial Hall or across the way.
That's right.
Do they still use those parking meters by Memorial Hall there?
They still do. So bring your quarters.
Because I tried to put money in there twice and it was jammed up. I couldn't get it in there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk to the city about that.
And you can't even see it. I got the mayor coming in tomorrow, Thursday.
All right. There you go. That's a topic.
Yeah. I got the mayor coming in here. I'll tell him you said so.
No, wait.
You can't even see it on there either. Now, what about the across the way in the big parking lot that's a little downhill? Do they take meters there, too?
The one that's, like, right next to the parking lot?
Yeah, it's between the lake and the library.
Yes, so there are two. The further lot,
yeah.
I believe it used to have a meter.
Now you can use your credit card?
But I do believe you can use the app.
I got to talk to the mayor about that. I don't like that. No, I don't like the credit card thing. We'll talk to the mayor about it.
All right.
He didn't know I'm going to ask him that, but I am going to. He's sitting right where you are on Thursday. We'll get this. All right. Joanna Jackson is here from Adult Services at the Racine Public Library. Let's explain what Adult Services are so people aren't confused.
Absolutely. So I'm an Adult Services librarian. So if you've ever been to the second floor of the Racine Public Library, that's often where you'll find me. And I help with services on that floor. So, for instance, if you've ever come in and needed to do a print job or you're looking for the latest Stephen King novel, that's where you'd probably find me. And that's where I can assist and help.
So I put a movie on hold called Eleanor the Great. I don't know if you know who that is. It's about a senior citizen traveling to New York City. And I saw the preview for it. It didn't play in theaters around here. So I got this the note yesterday saying it was in. Now, I looked it up and... You didn't have it at this library.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of DVDs you're looking for. One is one from the 1950s, a movie. And I looked it up, and it's at Williams Bay.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Elkhorn. And I forget what the other one, it's out there somewhere. I feel so bad when I order, when I ask him to pick, because I know some guy's got to schlep out there all the way to Williams Bay to get it.
Well, you know, he's going to do that route every day. So.
I know, but I feel bad saying... Oh, God, this guy never stops with these DVDs. Come on already. Why don't you pick something that's in the library? Why do I have to go schlep all the way out to Williams Bay to get this thing?
Our delivery drivers are absolutely
heroes. I know
heroes.
They are. They are. So, and the movie was Bells on Their Toes, a sequel to Cheaper by the Dozen. And I wanted to see the sequel. And I said to my wife, but it's out in Williams Bay in Elkhorn. That's a long drive. And they're like, well, you don't have to drive. I know, but somebody's got to drive. I feel bad out there. So, but they do it in the snow and everything, huh?
They do.
Wow. Okay. Let's talk about some things coming to the library. April and May. I can't wait for April and May.
Yes.
I have had it with the snow. I've had it with the cold. I've had it with the snow shovels. I've had it with the plows. The plows are good, but they keep pushing the snow back in my driveway. But they got to do it. I understand.
Thank you,
that.
Plows.
I understand it. I don't want to say anything bad because the mayor's coming in. April and May programs coming soon to the... library. Keep an eye out for Racine. Oh, you'll get Racine. RacineLibrary.info/calendar. They've got a whole bunch of new things coming, including Citizen Science series. You know what that is?
Yes. So Citizen Science is actually a really cool way for community members and other individuals to participate in larger research in science. And for instance, you can upload photos to different apps that help to aggregate that data for the use by actual researchers and scientists.
Well, I'm lost already.
So an example, let's say you're outside of WRJN and you see a bird. You take a picture of that bird and it gets uploaded to a website where a bunch of other people in Racine have also uploaded pictures of birds that are in this area. And so then other people say, you know what? I think that's a robin. And then it gets classified as, oh, there are robins that are in this part of Racine, like near our WRJN. And then that information goes up to a big database where researchers can then use that information. And maybe someone's doing a red robin study or something like that.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Helping science.
And you too can help science. That's
wow.
The special part.
Wow. I like that. All right, this is a lion I saw in the neighborhood walking up and down, roaring in the neighborhood. Actually, don't laugh. When I used to walk my dog on the lakefront, it's right near the zoo where I live. And in the morning, you can hear the lions roaring at the zoo.
Oh, wow.
Because waking up, they're hungry. They're roaring. And you'll roar. And my dog ear goes up. Where a lion? Where's that coming from? A little beagle. Oh, where? I don't want to be eaten. Yeah, so that's good. I like that. Oh boy, I'm going to have trouble with this one. The return of Taiko Drum Group. Why don't you finish the words there? What is that?
Oh, yes. So the Taiko Drum Group Hibiki,
okay,
they're going to come visit our library and do another performance.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, when is that, you know?
That I don't know.
Okay, that's why you have to go to the calendar.
You got to go to the calendar,
that's right. All right. And Earth Day programs.
Yes, I don't know what they'll be featuring, but there are going to absolutely be a lot of different programs available to celebrate Earth Day.
Now, I'm going to give you a hint how old I am here. I was in high school when the first Earth Day happened in 1970.
Awesome.
Just pulling out a calculator now, trying to figure out. Dude, that puts him really in the senior age. And Gaylord Nelson, who was from Wisconsin, a senator from Wisconsin, started Earth Day. And it was April 22nd, 1970. See, I know this. And that day was the first Earth Day. Really didn't know much about it. So it was a nice day. The entire high school. Now we're talking, we have 4,000 people in our high school. It was a big high school. And we all went out on the football field, under trees all over the property. And the entire day was spent outside learning. We did brought our books with us. And what
That's
a great
awesome.
Day. Yeah. And then we had speakers during the day talking about Earth Day. And that was the very first one.
That's an awesome first Earth Day.
Yeah. People don't really celebrate it like they used to, but it's nice to know there's somebody celebrating the Earth. Because without the Earth, guess it wouldn't be here.
Uh-oh.
Everybody on the planet. So you should thank the Earth and be nice to it. That's why recycling started, because of Earth Day. And people look at, oh, that's a pain in the neck. Well, okay, it's a pain in the neck, but do you want the Earth to be cluttered with your junk?
Exactly, good
you
point.
You gotta recycle it. All right, what else do we have coming up here? Citizen science, we talked about that. Now this is something that people don't know about. You actually have passes to the Mitchell Park domes. I went there once when I first moved
yes.
to Milwaukee. That is wonderful. And they have one dome which is seasonal, which they change around
right.
depending what the holidays are. Would you talk about that, the passes for you guys?
Absolutely. I have also been to the Mitchell Domes. And if you haven't gone, it is an experience that you should absolutely enjoy. Just a beautiful arrangement of different plants and plant life. And there's three domes. And I believe there's one seasonal and then two that are typical fixtures. When I went, I didn't get to see the seasonal dome. So I have to go back and get another trip. Maybe I'm going to use the Mitchell Experience passes myself. But the passes are really nice because they actually give you free access to the domes. And they also give you a 10% discount on their gift shop. So you can check those out like you would any other item from the library. We place a hold on it for you. And then when your turn comes up, you get to take those passes to Milwaukee and you get them for a week.
Now, you do that a lot with different passes to different things. I mean,
in the past, yeah, I believe we've had occasionally other venues that you can visit in the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And they don't have millions of them. So first come, first serve.
That's right. Get your hold today.
Yeah. Just say, you know, Joanna. We're out of passes, but I know Joanna Jackson. Oh, by the way, we just found two more passes for you. Look at that. All right, for people just tuning in now, we were originally talking about the read-in for Black History Month. Let's do a quick review of what that is.
That's right. And that read-in is going to be an event that we hold at the library. That's next Tuesday, February 17th, where you'll get to hear from 15 different community members, and they'll be sharing 15 different Black authors, both contemporary and historical.
That's good. And the date for that is?
That is February 17th, next Tuesday.
1 week from today. Mark it on your calendar. It's at the community room, adult services, second floor. I'm trying to remember. I went to a, my wife and I went to a few things there. There was a small, small group. There were six of us in the room. Mm-hmm. And they had to talk about something you read recently. But I think it was a smaller room. I don't think that was a, it was, if you go through the children's library section.
Yes.
There's a small room.
The Martin room.
Yeah.
Right in the back.
That's where,
mm-hmm.
that's where we had our session there. I felt odd walking through the children's section. There's this big old man walking through. What's he doing? I felt very creepy.
I mean, you know, but that's where we keep the books like Percy Jackson and a lot of other things that you might want to check out.
So all these children will go there. They were in little groups on those little tiny chairs and everything.
They are.
And I was walking through there. And I said, just passing through.
I mean, there are a fun bunch down there. So.
Okay, now this is free. It's open to the public.
That's right.
And just show up next week and the hour. And it's only one day, only 5:30 till 7:30 p.m. Now, does anybody know what the authors are in advance they'll be reading?
So they are going to choose them in advance, but it's a surprise to the public.
Oh, okay, yeah. And it's not Dr. Seuss, so don't worry. It's nothing like that. These are real serious authors. Well, that's great. That's great. I'm glad you're involved in this. Anything else to look forward to at the library that you know coming down the pike?
Absolutely. We always have a variety of programming going on. I can mention two programs of special shout-out because they're programs I run. I run two programs. One's called Craft and Chat, and that's a monthly program that happens where we do a craft of some sort, and we just have conversation.
That wasn't the same as Stitch and Bitch, was it?
No, but it's a cousin.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
And you can, that is a registration required class. So it's first come, first serve. And you can always find that in our calendar as well. It happens every second Thursday. So actually this week is when Craft and Check is happening. However, our spots are all filled up. So it's a pretty hot class. So you better check it out.
Okay.
And then the other one is Bars and Banter. And that's just a music group, a music club where we chat about different aspects of music. And that one is not registration required. You're able to just show up when you would like. It's every third Wednesday at the library. And again, we just talk about a variety of different topics with music, from music and film to songs you like to seasonal music listening and all kinds of really cool topics.
You still have the gaming for teenagers there?
Absolutely. We have quite a few different gaming programs going on. They do Minecraft Club. They do, there's an Xbox in the teen scene, and I believe there's also a Switch in there too. They've got different systems in there that teens are welcome to come use when the teen scene is open. So yeah, we have a variety of video game offerings. If that
is there an age limit for that?
No. Well, for the teen scene, yes, you have to be a teen.
My daughters and her husband are in their 40s, and they have this gaming thing in their house. They've got the big space chairs with the lighting in the room. They put baseboard lighting, ceiling. They really get into this.
Absolutely. Gaming is a whole community. And
yeah, but she's 46.
I mean, yeah, but everyone loves games, just like books.
I know. It's just, she showed me a picture. I said, wow.
The whole setup.
Looks like on Star Trek. It looks like the main chairs. All right.
That's where great. Captain Kirk sits.
That's right. I thank you very much for, by the way, the original Captain Kirk on TV, Star Trek, was from Shorewood, Wisconsin. Jeffrey Hunter.
No way.
Yeah, he was in the pilot episode, Jeffrey Hunter. He's from Shorewood.
That's awesome.
He's not around anymore, though. Joanna, thank you very much. And we hope Keontae Redding, we hope her family, whatever problem she had there, gets all solved real quickly. And she'll be in next time.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Who's this with you?
This is my roommate, Almir.
Hi, Almir.
He was my chauffeur for the day. Very nice.
You were going to leave him in the car.
I didn't want to intrude or impede. I didn't know the rules.
Yeah, well, the rules are you can come in. Thank you, Joanna.
Thanks so much.
And thank you, Shay King, for setting this up. I do appreciate it.